Lady Rhea, as usual, was the quickest to recover. She turned to Vistara with a stern expression.
It's about time, Vistara. I was beginning to wonder if Master Chaal might be right to doubt your special relationship with Ship.
She waved Chaal's supporters toward the ramp and started forward herself.
Let's not stand on ceremony,
Lady Rhea said, now addressing Chaal's followers.
You may board ahead of me.
Lady Rhea's would-be attackers did not need to be invited twice to realign themselves with her. They scrambled forward at just shy of a sprint, followed closely by Ba'ad Walasari and the other two Kashiri officers who had remained loyal to Lady Rhea all along. Only Chaal and Ari remained behind, the master openly glaring at Vistara over his change of fortune, the apprentice looking as though he was expecting the most severe beating of his life. Lady Rhea gave Master Chaal a smirk that promised a private, painful death, then turned to Abeloth.
You'll have to board now, Abeloth.
Though her words suggested she was issuing a command, her tone was that of a request.
It's only the short ride to Eternal Crusader that will be crowded, I promise.
Abeloth responded with a smile so gruesome that Vistara knew it would have drawn a shudder of revulsion from both Chaal and Ari, had they been able to see its true nature, as she herself did.
I'll be happy to join you aboard the Eternal Crusader,
Abeloth said.
As soon as we have captured Luke Skywalker and his son, Ben.
The Force churned with astonishment and confusion.
Luke Skywalker?
Lady Rhea asked. Abeloth nodded.
And Ben?
She turned toward Chaal, then said,
Isn't that who you said the expedition was originally meant to pursue, Lord Chaal?
Chaal's face paled, for laying false claim to the title of Lord was a death sentence.
I never said I was a Lord.
He shot a nervous glance in Lady Rhea's direction, no doubt checking to see whether she intended to seize on Abeloth's mistake to eliminate a rival. Then said,
I'm not a Lord.
But you will be,
Abeloth said, stepping to his side.
When you return to Kesh with Luke and Ben Skywalker in chains.
Our mission would have been to kill the Skywalkers, not imprison them,
Lady Rhea pointed out.
But that assignment was superseded by the order to recover Ship.
Abeloth's eyes blazed white with fury.
And now you have recovered Ship, have you not?
Visibly shaken by Abeloth's anger, Lady Rhea merely nodded.
Good. Then you have succeeded in your mission.
Abeloth's eyes shrank back to silver stars.
And now Ship can help you with this new task. Imagine how pleased your Circle of Lords will be when you return with both Ship and the Skywalkers.
Assuming you'll be there to help us control them,
Lady Rhea replied.
Otherwise, I fear the Circle of Lords will be anything but pleased to have a pair of Jedi brought to the last bastion of the Sith Empire.
Of course I'll be with you,
Abeloth replied soothingly.
Do you think I want to be marooned in this hell forever?
A triumphant glow came to Lady Rhea's Force aura, and Vistara realized her master still had no idea she was being tricked. But why should she? Vistara had tried 100 times to warn Lady Rhea about Abeloth's true nature, always to no avail. Finally, Vistara had been forced to accept that no one else could see their companion for what she truly was. Abeloth was no castaway, no mere woman marooned here for 30 years. She was much more. A manifestation of an ancient power so dark and hideous, it was beyond human comprehension. Against such a being, how could Lady Rhea resist being a thrall? How could anyone? The only reason Vistara was still alive, she felt certain, was that it amused Abeloth to watch her struggling to remain sane. Abeloth shifted her gaze to Vistara and sent a sensation like cold fire rushing through her veins, then draped her tentacles over Chaul's shoulder.
"We will talk, Lord Chaul."
Motioning for Ahri to follow, Abeloth turned Chaul away and started toward the other side of ship. When she seemed to sense Lady Rhea's rising tide of fury, she paused, looked back over her shoulder, and asked,
"And what is it they will call you when you sit in the circle, Lady Rhea? Lady Rhea, High Lord of the Sith?"
Lady Rhea's fury melted away like ice in the river, and she dipped her head and smiled broadly.
"That would be the correct title, yes," she said. "If I am chosen."
Abeloth's eyes twinkled in reassurance.
"You shall be, High Lady Rhea. Have no doubt."
With that, Abeloth turned away again and led Chaul around ship.